Zach Baruch. Good morning, everybody. In our last installment of Hilchot Birkat HaZimon, very important halacha. We know when we're chayav zimon. We know when we have to wait around so that we can make a zimon with others. We're not allowed to leave when we're chayav zimon. So the Gemara gives us a way out. The Gemara says, what if one person wants to leave and the others are not yet done? The Gemara says, two people of the three do not have to pause their meal to respond to the third guy's zimun because he wants to bounce. It doesn't work that way. But if they're the rov, if there are two of the three who wish to exit the meal, they can make a zimun even against his will. That means that the two people can say, if he decides to respond, kol hakavod. If he decides not to respond, he lost out and he did not fulfill the mitzvah of zimun, but they did. Whereas the other way around, when one person wants to be mafsik and does not want to be, one person wants them to be mafsik, he wants to say zimun now and leave. If he tries to make a zimun and it does, and they don't respond, so then nothing. It doesn't work, and if he left, he ruined the opportunity for zimun. The same thing is true when you have 10. We go by rov, regular rov. 6 out of 10 is considered the majority. They can force a zimun, whereas 4 out of 10 cannot force a zimun. This is all midina didin. But in terms of derech eretz and kavod harav, let's say the rav is the one who wants to leave. Or stam, you want to have general good manners and let the guy leave if he needs to go somewhere. He needs to go to class or wherever it is. So then you could let him be mizamen and answer to his zimun, but you should also keep in mind how there is a machaloket rishonim, what to do when you're done with that. When you're going to continue eating, are you going to say a new beracha or not? That's a big machaloket rishonim. So one should consider if it's only another minute or not, it's probably better to ask him to wait another minute and then say a zimun together. But if you're going to continue eating, if it's going to be a long time, okay, you can eat a kill. But it's something to keep in mind. Okay, now what is this? When are you going to continue? Like, how long do you have to wait? It's always that. It's one of the most nikar, one of the most observable point differences between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim when it comes to the Chod Zimun, is at what point can you continue your meal? At what point can you continue talking when you let someone else make a zimun? Right, everybody has seen this before, probably. So the Gemara is a machloket between these two important names. Remember, Rav Sheshat and Rav Nachman. The Gemara says Ad Heichan Birkat HaZimun. Until where is Birkat HaZimun? So Rav Sheshat says until Hazan. Baruch Ata Hashem Hazan Etakol. The end of the first beracha Birkat HaZimun is the end of the zimun. Whereas Rav Nachman says no. Baruch Shachanu. Once you say Baruch Shachanu, that's good. So what does that mean? It's a machloket Rishonim. Rashi interprets the Gemara to say that what are they arguing about? When Rav Sheshat says until Hazan and Rav Nachman says until Baruch Shachanu, when one responds to a Zimun and now he's ready at whatever point, even if he continued eating, he's ready to say his own Birkat HaMazon, where does he begin from? Meaning, what was the last thing he heard and then now he continues? According to Rav Sheshat, says Rashi, a Yachid who's now going to make his own Birkat HaMazon, begins Birkat HaMazon from Nodelecha, after Birkat Hazan. That's wild. Mamash, wild, that's ludicrous. That's what Rashi says. That's what everybody says Rashi is wrong for. That makes no sense whatsoever. The Pnei Yeshua has a different way of reading Rashi. We don't hold like Rashi, but there is what to be machmir for. We'll get there in a second. Most Rishonim interpret the Gemara to be about our case. When I responded to your Zimun and now I want to continue eating, how long do I have to wait? When you're saying your Zimun, at what point can I stop listening to you and go back to my meal, go back to my chatter? So that's the machloket. Rav Nachman Sheshat says you have to wait until he says Hazan et hakol, and Rav Nachman says no, already from Baruch Sheachanu, once you answer Baruch Sheachanu, you can continue eating. How do we hold? Ashkenazim hold like Rav Sheshat. That's why Ashkenazim Siman Resh in Orach Chaim, Ashkenazim hold like Rav Sheshat, that they have to wait until Baruch Ata Hashem, Hazan et hakol, before they continue eating. Whereas Sfaradim, Aran holds like Rav Nachman, once you answer Baruch Shachanu, Gamarnu, you can continue eating. So that's why it's always so visible. When the Ashkenazim are continuing to listen and the Sfaradim already start their chatter, start their eating, it's very visible who's doing what and when you're responding to a Zimun. Because not everyone is always answering at the same time. That's the basic halacha. Now, The Ben Ish Chai kind of throws a wrench into this, and it says to be machmir for the Rama, as always. The Ben Ish Chai says, you should be machmir, and wait until Baruch Atah Hashem Azan Et Hakol. And that, in fact, you would think, oh, so Ben Ish Chai is being machmir. Aselecha Rav, Rav Chaim David Halevi, was the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv with Rabbi Lau the first time around. And he was a Ben Parat Yosef. He was part of the Parat Yosef Wonder class. Chaim David Halevi says in Aselech HaRav that in fact the Minhag in Parat Yosef was to be Machmir and wait until Hazan et Hakol. That's what he remembers. Whereas Rav Mordechai Eliyahu concurs. He says, yeah, the Ben Ish Chai picked an easy chumra. It takes 10 more seconds, 30 more seconds, whatever it is. Easy chumra to keep. Rav Avadia says, no. First of all, Halakha is always like Maran. That's first of all. Second of all, I just told you Rashi creates problems. Rashi creates problems. If you listen to Hazan et Hakol, you listen to every single word, and you had Stam Kavana, where you might have by accident been Yotzei Baruch Atah Hashem Hazan et Hakol, the first Beracha. Now, like according to Rashi, you have to start from Nozalecha. So now you're going to go say your own Birkat HaMazon, you're going to mess yourself over, because you might not have to make that Beracha. So therefore, Rav Avadia says, don't listen to Hazan et Hakol Davka. The Shor Shamach Loket is very simple. When I have Kavana Shalolatid, I have explicit Kavana, I'm not being Yotzei. What does that do? According to the Rav Avadia, Stam Kavana means that you are Yotzei. It is Mitzvot Tzrichot Kavana. It's a complicated sugya for another time. Whereas Rav Mordechai Eliyahu says in a Teshuvah somewhere else, that here in this case, Stam Kavana means that you are not Yotzei. If you have Kavanah, let's say it, fine. If Kavanah Shalul, let's say it, fine, you're not. But if you have Stam Kavanah, you don't do anything, Rav Avadia says it's a problem, so Safik Brachol HaKel, you should only answer Baruch Shechanu and then continue eating. That's all by Zimun Shalosha. Zimun Ba'asara, this is a different thing. A little bit of a different thing. The Rosh explains that the purpose of waiting for this Zimun is like, when I respond to your Zimun, I was in the middle of, in between bites, I respond, Baruch Shechanu Shalom, right? That's not so kavod. For all people know, I just was able to take a breath of air, and it was the same time he made a zimun, so I answered. It wasn't so visible that I was stopping for Hashem. It wasn't so visible that I was stopping to respond to the zimun. That's why the Rosh says, according to Rav Sheshat, one is supposed to wait all the way until Hazan et Hakol. That way it's so clear that we're stopping to wait for the zimun. Whereas Rav Nachman is not as concerned. That's the Rosh's interpretation. But the Rosh says, for Nevarech Elokeinu, it's so clear you stopped for the Shem Hashem, you don't have to wait until Hazan et Hakol. That's what the Rosh says. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, no. Fundamentally, the Rosh explains, Birkat Hazan has nothing to do with Zimun. It's just a matter of waiting, so it's clear. Whereas Rabbeinu Yonah says, fundamentally, Birkat Hazan is different. Fundamentally, the first Berachah of Birkat Hazan is double dipping, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. It's partially Birkat Hazimun, it's mostly Birkat Hazan. But when you do a Zimun, you have to get this Beracha in also. What's the difference here? Let's say you can only hear, you have a big room, a lot of people, you want to make a Zimun Ve'elokeinu. But you can't hear the guy who's saying the Zimun. If you can't hear him at all, even though you're going to lose your Minyan, you should do separate Zimuns. But if you can only hear Nivarech Elokeinu, but you won't be able to hear, according to Ashkenazim, you won't be able to hear the Hazan et Hakol, what do? According to the Sfaradim, it's fine. I can hear the Baruch Elokeinu. But what about for the Ashkenazim who need Hazan et Hakol? You won't be able to hear the whole thing. Now what? According to the Mishnah Berura, mitzvah lechalek. In that case, since you won't be able to hear the whole thing, then you should split. Because the Mishnah Berura assumes, like Rabbeinu Yonah, that you need to get this full beracha, even ba'asara. Whereas the Chazon Ish argues back, you're dead wrong. We don't hold like Rabbeinu Yonah. We hold like the Rosh, according to the Tur. Rabbeinu Yonah is not. That the reason why you have to wait by Asara is only for Elokeinu. So if you only got the Elokeinu, you're good. By Asara. So even Ashkenazim, this is important halacha, even Ashkenazim who wait for Hazan, when it comes to Elokeinu, once they have Elokeinu, they really don't have to wait until Hazan, according to the Rosh and the Chazon Ish. One more point, if you'll allow me, is by Amim Ahem Baziman Azeh. What is the purpose? This is the last one, I just want to hop this in and move on. But by Yamim Ahem, how does Zimun used to look like? Zimun used to be that one person was motzi everybody in Birkat HaMazon. Nowadays, nobody does that. Nowadays, the Rosh says, by Birkot Kiryat Shema, that it's Pores Al Shema, when one person is supposed to get up and say all of the Berachot together for everybody. And then everybody has Shomea Keone, and he listens and he's Yotzei. The Rosh says we don't do that nowadays. Or the Rosh didn't do that himself. Because he said, we're all major space outs. It's so hard to focus. We can't really, we don't have the ability to really focus on that. So nowadays, we all say the Berachot separately, along with the Chazan. Be Yosef says, for that reason, when it comes to Zimun also, we'll answer to the Zimun, but then we'll say our own Birkat HaMazon nowadays. In fact, the Kafei Chaim says that Alpi Kabbalah, it's much better, because there's a huge tikkun that happens, and when you do the whole thing yourself, you get a bigger tikkun in Shamayim, and you say the entire Birkat HaMazon, whereas if you were Yotze with somebody else, it's not as good. So that's what it used to be, out loud for everybody. Nowadays, it's not out loud for everybody, but the question is, does it stay out loud, or now that it's not necessary anymore to be saying Zimun out loud, what do you do? This is the last point I wanted to make, and because it's relevant to what we just said, of what's the point of the Zimun? How far do you have to go? According to Ashkenazim, you should still say it out loud, the entire thing. Because Birkat HaMazon and Birkat HaZimun is one big, when you have a Zimun, it's one big Beracha on behalf of everybody, it's a separate Beracha altogether. Rav Soloveitchik has beautiful debate Torah on this idea. But the Sfaradim have a machloket here. According to Rav Ovadia, essentially, fundamentally, Birkat HaMazon is just like Tefillah. You're not allowed to talk in Birkat HaMazon. You're not even allowed for Sfaradim to answer Amen to any other Beracha in the middle of Birkat HaMazon. Whereas Ashkenazim are allowed to answer Amen because they don't see it as Tefillah, where we do. So once it's Tefillah, and when I'm being motzi other people, I have a special heter to say it out loud. I'm not being motzi anybody anymore. Everybody's saying his own Birkat HaMazon. So therefore, it should go back to being said privately and silently. Rav Avadia says, however, when one is being motzi other, who's being a mizamen for Ashkenazim, so you should continue out loud until Azan et HaKol. But until Azan et HaKol, after Azan et HaKol, you should go back silently. Now, this is the important point. Rav Mordechai Yao and the Birkat HaShem disagree with this also. They say that no, not everybody knows how to say Birkat HaMazon. You should still say it out loud, always. And be mostly the people who don't know. And it's worthwhile to say it out loud. So that's an important machlok, because sometimes you have relatives who aren't so frum, who aren't so observant, they don't know yet anything, and they might actually want to listen to you say Birkat HaMazon. So it's important to keep this machlok in mind when it comes to that. But how far in general do you have to go? That depends on the Rav Nachman of Sheshat also. In general, for Sfaradim, until Azan et HaKol and the rest is silent, except for the Rav Mordechai Yo and the Birkat HaShem camp, when you're doing for Ashkenazim, so then you can do until Hazan et HaKol out. So quick Chazara, two, when you have a Rov, you can force the other guy to make a Zimun. If you're not the majority, you cannot force the other guy to make a Zimun. How far is Zimun? Is Machloket Amoraim? We hold until Baruch Shachanu, Ashkenazim hold until Hazan et HaKol. Everyone holds that way for Elokeinu. And then out loud or silently, nowadays, silently is probably better. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. And we amen. Okay, Bezai Hashem, tomorrow we'll start something new. Ad Khan, Birkat HaZimun. Bezai Hashem.